In 1941, Ralph Bolson exhibited 21 new works at Anthony Horden & Son's Fine Art Galleries in Sydney. A writer for the Bulletin News magazine responded with this biting critique. Mr. Bolson specialises in what the arty call the abstract. He produces some very pretty designs for patchwork quilts. None of the works sold, nor did the show create more than a ripple in the press, but it is now considered a landmark in the history of Australian art, the first solo exhibition of abstract painting in the country. Bolson called these new works constructed paintings and continued to paint in a similar manner for the next 15 years. Construction in green resembles a collage with its overlapping planes, but is in fact a hand-painted composition of basic flat shapes, all variations on the circle and square, some opaque, others apparently translucent, shapes that seem to shift between planes, making it hard to tell the foreground from the background. The seemingly random scattering of free-floating forms is in fact carefully balanced. Curves are a counterpoint to right angles. Diagonals respond to horizontals and verticals. And the whole arrangement is pinned together by two slender, white, L-shaped lines, which are turned at a precise diagonal to the corners of the panel. The primary colours of red, blue and yellow are all present, but it is the variety of greens that dominates, softened by salmon pink and grey, and balanced by its complementary colour, red. Bolson had been a house painter in an era before paints came pre-mixed, and here he demonstrates his ability to create distinctive hues and subtle colour harmonies. Bolson was a student and colleague of Australian artist Grace Crowley, and the two worked so closely together in their first moves into pure abstraction that their works bear a very close resemblance. Crowley's studio was lined with reproductions of the first European abstract paintings by Vasily Kandinsky, Fernand Léger and Piet Mondrian, all of whom had a strong impact on Bolson. He cited the Dutch Mondrian as his single greatest influence.